This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We'll come back and plow into farm interest rate data. We're back visiting with David Widmar. He's a co-owner with Ag Economic Insights. So, David, our topic this week, looking at farm interest rate data, and give us an overview on what we've seen for farm interest rates.
Yeah, Joe, it's great to be on with you again today. Interest rates have been in the news quite a bit recently, mainly from the U.S. Federal Reserve, hitting a policy change towards a period of increasing interest rates. We've spent several years at decreasing interest rates. So far, we haven't seen that tide shift yet, but the implications at the farm of interest rates are pretty important. They impact farm expenses, and they're a key fundamental driver of farmland values. So what's been going on with farm-level interest rates? Well, since 2007, when interest rates for non-real estate farm loans was close to 8.5%, they've trended downward pretty substantially to below 4% in 2014. So we've seen a pretty steady decline over the past few years. So in 2014, the average interest rate was 3.9%. Today, we're up at 4.2%. So we've seen a bit of a tick up in the last couple of years. But it's important to note that change has been relatively slow and modest, 28 basis points over 2 years. And still, 2014, 15, and 16 are the lowest rates in the past 10 years, and really the lowest rates we've seen in a long time.
And that is kind of the big picture, isn't it, on what we've seen on changes?
Yeah, that is the big picture. And it's kind of hard to really understate how important that's been during the recent boom in the farm ag economy and then the slowdown here in recent years. Farmers have been able to borrow money at really low interest rates, and that's been an important stimulus to the farm economy.
All right, let's get more specific on those changes the last 3 years. It'll be interesting to see, you mentioned with the boom and now the decline here. How have those looked?
Yeah, so one of the more interesting things that we've seen is how this interest rates have kind of shifted the last 3 years. So like I said, in 2014, we're at 3.9%. In 2016, first quarter data, we're at 4.2%. When we dive into that data and look at distributions of interest rates on farm loans, we see that those loans with the rates between 5 and 6% have actually increased over the last few years. They've increased from 18% in 2014 to 24% in 2016. So what we haven't seen is an entire shift up or shift down of the distribution of interest rates. To put it another way, those paying interest rates lower than 3% was about 20% of loans in 2014, and today it's still at the same rate. So we haven't seen big shifts in the distribution of interest rates.
That is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, with this week's program. For more information, you can go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, click on the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. For Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.